Cain and Abel.
It is a very, very old legend about grudges between farmers and cattlemen, represented by two typical personages. But the author has used it to portray what is perhaps the most important message of the whole book. You shall not kill, not even the killer. Pay special attention to the final passage, versicle 15.
Adam had intercourse with Eve, his wife. She became pregnant and gave birth to a child. She named him Cain, for she said,
I have got a man with help from Yahweh.
She later gave birth to Abel, his brother. Abel was a shepherd and kept flocks, and Cain tilled the soil. Cain was downcast. Then Yahweh said to Cain, Why are you angry and downcast? If you do right, why do you not look up? But if you are not doing what is right, sin is lurking at the door. It is striving to get you, but you must control it. Cain said to his brother Abel, Let's go to the fields. Once there, Cain turned on his brother Abel and killed him. Yahweh said to Cain,
Where is your brother, Abel? He answered, I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper?
Yahweh asked,
What have you done? Your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. Now be cursed and driven from the ground that has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood that your hand has shed. When you till the soil, it will no longer yield you its produce. You will be a fugitive wandering on the earth.
Cain said to Yahweh,
My punishment is greater than I can bear. See, today you drive me from this land. I must hide from you and be a wanderer and a fugitive on the earth, and it will so happen that whoever meets me will kill me.
Yahweh said to him, Well then, whoever kills Cain will suffer vengeance seven times. And Yahweh put a mark on Cain to prevent anyone who met him from killing him. Cain then went from Yahweh's presence and settled in the land of Nod, to the east of Eden.